You're listening to Almost Famous with Jim Francis Meza, only on LA Talk Radio.
Tonight, I am somewhat troubled and, you know, like just confounded because we've had some technical difficulties of late, and it has nothing to do with my studio, but with my guest tonight, and his equipment hasn't quite worked, and it happens. It happens in this business quite a bit. I'm also super sombered and saddened by the atrocities across the board. I mean that have undertaken some of our communities here in the greater Los Angeles area. We've had a series of fires, some of which have claimed the lives of almost 30 people, if I'm not mistaken. That said, I just want to give you guys my condolences to the city of LA, and you know, we stand together during these uncertain times. We must come together to support one another. I happened to be out on the east side over by Arcadia, and I stopped by Santa Anita Racetracks, and their parking has served as a kind of a haven, if you will, like a beacon of safety and a safeguard, you know, for the people that have lost their livelihoods, their homes, their everything, really. And folks have brought, you know, they bring toiletries, they bring food supplies, they have brought clothes. You see mounds of clothes. I mean, as far as the eye could see, of clothing and children's toys and whatnot. I mean, just a slew of things and a hodgepodge of stuff. And the community has really come together and showed up for these folks. And I just want to express my gratitude also to the men and women in uniform that are fighting these fires, or they have. And as I understand, I think they have mitigated most of this. But you know, these winds in Santa Ana, what, a week ago, they came in strong, man. And to tell you the truth, it was like a harbinger of a what was to come, almost like a foreshadowment of you know. But we didn't know the magnitude at the time of what would take place, you know. And our communities really are reeling right now and suffering. I got no words for you other than the encouragement that I've been given growing up over the years, that you must find God, you must find that spirit that keeps the, you know, alive, keeps you going. I mean, children, whether that's seeing, you know, folks coming together to help, anything that helps you move forward, because we do live on God's green planet, which is the United States of America. And this is a country where we will not forsake you or leave you, you know, behind. There's absolutely no way. The governor and the mayor, perhaps there was, now I want to get political, although obviously I'm a political science major. I don't want to get political. I think this is not the time and place right now. We need to heal together as a nation, as a city. We need to come together collectively to help one another. And that's what I intend to do. I've done my part. When I went to Santa Anita, real quick, I got to get back to that. I brought a couple of cases of water. I was able to talk to this dude, this guy out there that was totally distraught and completely confounded. He had lost everything. And my hat, you know, goes off to, hats off to Jim, Jimmy out there in San Gabriel. I told him that I do the show and I would give him a shout out. He was pretty excited about that and stuff. But yeah, he was down his luck, and I noticed by his wording that he felt as though he was pretty much like down on his luck and he had hit rock bottom. You know, it's the bottom of the bottom. I mean, realistically, bottom of the barrel. But I think we're all going to spring back. They're going to bounce back better than ever. I know it's a common thing people say, but hear me out, Los Angeles and Altadena. You're not forsaken. I mean, we are going to come together. We're going to rise up together. And it's going to be a much better place because I assure you, because there are people out there, believe it or not, that have never witnessed what's come as a result of this disaster. I mean, the fact of the matter is there are people out there that have rallied together in ways that they never have before. We're not looking at creed. We're not looking at color of skin, that whether you're rich, disenfranchised, famous or non-famous, everyone comes together equally. It's an equalizer, the wonderful equalizer, in the words of my son, where everybody comes together with the common goal of helping one another, and those that have lost something have that in common. The common denominator is obviously the fact that they've lost things and they could come together and help one another. So I saw people out there, and Jay Leno was out there, I think last night or in Pasadena someplace. And I brought some comfort, some food comfort, you know, for these hard times, and try to bring some joy and cheer to the children and the adults and whatnot, and feed them. And I think that's refreshing. You know, we got to come together, and LA has come together, and that's what we're known for. When these huge catastrophes of biblical proportions happens beyond your wildest dreams, folks come together and they help one another. This is LA. We're going to be LA strong, as some of the shirts that have come out. My guest tonight has had some technical difficulties, and I think it has to do probably with the internet too, that it's so wonky out there with the wind still blowing, you know, somewhat. And it could have been that maybe some of the power's knocked out or something. I was getting a conversation with him. I got on a call, and I think he's trying to, so we're going to hopefully, you know, we're really hopeful that he gets on. However, if that's not the case, I do want to say, my man, Thomas Ward, when you watch this, you're an incredible talent. I just finished talking about Jay Leno. That's a benefactor to helping the community, you know, and this dude wears like same jeans all the time, and he's a stand-up cat in my book. I really, you know, appreciate you wanting to come on the show and showing your gratitude and whatnot. It's too bad that you had technical difficulties. However, I wanted to commend you and tell you that you have such a great show. The Closure, if you guys haven't seen the Closers, sorry, not The Closure, The Closers, it's on Tubi. It's such a great platform, Tubi. There you go, The Closers. Thank you, Sam. And you can go ahead and check out the QR code, and it'll bring you right into the show. You get to watch it. And there's so many comedians of all walks of life that come together collectively, and they bring these sets, you know, of bits, and it's fantastic. So yeah, check out The Closers with my boy Thomas Ward. He's the guy, that the writer and producer of the show. He's also a fantastic stand-up comedian. So Thomas Ward, I really wanted you to know, my bro, that I'm having this show, I'm doing the show without you. However, you know, you're here in the spirit, and you're probably going to watch this and know that I did bring up, you know, I wanted you people to get to see your show and really enjoy it as much as I did. I had such a blast, especially like you have jokes on flatulence and you know, like gas and but it's all lighthearted. There's nothing crazy incriminating, or, you know, where you're making fun of a certain creed or certain, you know, philosophy or certain a group of people. By no means, I really thought the whole thing was done in such a very tasteful way. So I wanted to tell you that, and I know that you're going to be watching this when it comes out on TV, on YouTube rather. Well, TV might as well be, right? Everything is most, as you know, most of our stuff nowadays is streamed on one of the platforms. And that said, it's important that we support all these great platforms like YouTube, obviously LA Talk Radio, Almost Famous with Jim Francis Mesa. You support the others as well. And there's so many platforms out there that, you know, that are streaming sites, rather, you know, that are streaming such great content, good movies, whether that's documentaries, you know, like documentaries are fantastic. And then these shows, these comedy shows, the world needs healing. And we start, I believe, we can start with comedy. Comedy is a great way of comedy relief, you know, to help you through some of that and to not take ourselves so serious. And then right now, obviously, a lot of aid will be coming to our people, and hopefully it can start rebuilding. I know there's so much talk about it's rebuild. It's going to take time, folks, but make no mistake and you know, be sure. And I can assure you that much, that you are going to have a place eventually. And I like to, you know, obviously, I'm putting this as a, you know, a blast out there and blitz it out that you guys got to come and help out. I think I invite every single one of you out there that's listening to me at home or abroad. You guys ought to come out and definitely show up for your peeps. There's so much need for food and non-perishables and, you know, toys and toiletries, and people need folks to show up for them. So, you know, whether that's through comedy, you know, like my boy Thomas Ward, or through bringing supplies and donations that were, and you could even donate online as well. Yeah, find these places, donate. But I encourage you guys, if you guys can go to these centers, wherever it is you live in, and you can do it in person, it's such a blessing. You know, I know it was for me to show up and bring supplies, a couple of supplies. I'm not going to go big here and lie. That's not my style. I think I did what I could at the time, but I like to see myself do more. And you take such a blessing. It's an instant gratification when you give back, right? So the more you give, the more you receive. I'll tell you a quick story. So, while my boy gets on, if he's able to, Thomas Ward, once again, comedian and producer. Years ago, as you know, I drove for Diva Limo, Juicy Diva's Confessions of a Limo Driver. If you get a chance, pick up a book or listen to my podcast. I drove Caruso, right? David Caruso, not to be confused with Mr. Caruso, who should have been mayor, right? Most people agree with me these days. David Caruso, the actor, NCSI or whatever it was, he was, I picked him up at the airport, and the private airport here in Van Nuys. And once he was in the car, he was telling me stories. And then, you know, I was having kind of a shitty day, a real down day. Things weren't looking up that day for me. And he told me, you know, kid, you know, just kind of like having a couple of drinks, and shared with me that in life, there's only two types of people. There are the givers and the takers. And what would I want to, like, what would I like to hear first? And I'm like, well, okay, let's go with the takers. And he said, well, the takers, they take, it's easy. Because they take your friendship. They take your time. They take your good energy. They run with it. They take up space. They take everything that, they take the good out of you, you know, and they leave you flat, you know. They want to hear, conversely, the givers. And I'm like, yeah, okay, go ahead, shoot. The givers, that's easy. Says the givers keep giving. They give of their friendship. They give more of themselves. They give to like organizations, right? Nonprofits. They give, they keep giving. And you know why they keep giving? And I said, I don't know. This is because they can. Because you cannot give what you don't have. And I was like, wow, that's insane, you know? It's like a great well that keeps giving. It's a gift that keeps giving, right, kind of thing. But you keep giving, and you can't really give what you don't have. It's so true. So it's like you keep getting blessed because you keep giving out to people. And I know I'm sounding like, you know, like I'm just beating on a dead horse here with the giving situation. But we must give. And the more we give of ourselves, our talents, you know, our philosophical viewpoints, the dogma, we give money, right? You can give something to somebody and make their day. Like you're out there eating a burger and you see someone outside, maybe a homeless transient person who perhaps may not have had something to eat that day. You giving them a burger, perhaps it will change the course of that man's life or that female's life for that day. And that's a big deal. You put a smile on somebody's face. At the end of the day, that's what we're about, right? Those of us that give. So I happen to really, really jump on that and believe it wholeheartedly because, you know, I'm in the giving business. I like to help people. I like to go out of my way and help when I can. At any rate, my boy Thomas, he's listening to the show probably right now, or he's about to, or he's trying to sort this whole thing out. I want you to know, Thomas, that your show is phenomenal, and how you, we'll have you back come into the studio the next time, so we can really, really delve deep into it and like just deep dive into how your show comes about. Because you also produce a great show with the BD Freeman show, which we have BD here in the studio. Such a great show. I mean, every beat, it's so methodically done. You do it in such so masterfully. How you do that, it's beyond me. I'm every time I've been with both of you guys and watched the show, I'm in awe, totally awestruck how you manage to create and piece together a show, which are these bits and stuff, and then you capture the laughs, you capture the applause. You know exactly where to begin and where it ends and the pickups and whatnot, and then you bring it to a close in such a great fashion. So I just wanted to commend you, because I know you're going to be watching this, on how well you conduct yourself and you produce these shows, and I like to know how, you know, what goes into how you do this stuff, your thinking, your thought process and whatnot. But the next time I have you on, I think we could deep dive and go down that burrow. I also wanted to tell you that that's pretty rad. He came all the way from Detroit, and you know, Detroit bred this man. He brings a lot, man, to the table. Every time you go, it's 100%. You give your A game every time, you know. And I want to learn. I want to learn comedy from you, man. I'm telling you right now. I want to go up there and be just like you, dude. You have this way of doing things. When you go up and you really get the point across, you get the bits across in such a way where I guess you structure it. It really looks and sounds as though it just kind of like stumbles right off your tongue, and you know, rolls right off your tongue really easily. You make it look seamless, but a lot more work goes into it, as I understand. Like, so you got to keep writing and doing that sort of thing. And I have ADHD, so that's something I deal with on a day to day. I want to, you know, just sort of take this opportunity to tell you guys that if you haven't already, like, subscribe to LA Talk Radio, subscribe to us, look me up, Jim Francis Mesa, Google me, and you could do that. And then we could, definitely, if you'd like to collab or collaborate, we could, you know, I pretty much like to jump on other people's shows and streams, and we could talk a lot about different things. I got stories on a slew of people. I mean, a plethora of jokes and craziness that's happened in the past 20 years. I mean, when it comes to factual things that have taken place, a lot of BTS or behind the scenes sort of, you know, driving people. And I've been pretty lucky and, you know, count myself highly fortunate and blessed to be able to have had like great interviews in the car, believe it or not, before I actually decided to be a host, an actual radio host. Way back when, I had folks in the car that I got to talk to, Elizabeth Taylor, I got to talk to, you know, Mickey Rooney. I mean, the greats, luminaries that are no longer alive, folks that of old, you know, the classics, the greats. I also got to meet Richard Pryor's wife. I got to like hang out with Andy Dick back in the day. I have some great Andy Dick stories. There's so much to talk about. You know, if you guys ever want to have me on your shows, I can also talk about my godmother who worked for way back when they had the Disney company. She was one of the dancers in the Three Caballeros. She was married to a famous boxer, and she knew Judy Garland and Marilyn Monroe, or Norma Jean, as she would call her. So we could talk about that. We also talk about some of my acting gigs, some of the stuff I've done, some of the Oscars that I've attended, the American Music Awards, some of the people that I've hung out with, some of the people I got to hang out with. We could talk about politics if you like, and my stance on things these days. You know, I'm more of an independent. I voted for Democrat, you know, ticket, and on the Republican ticket. And, you know, sky's the limit what we can talk about. But definitely, I'm an open book. We can discuss the climate of our country these days, and the place where it's headed. You know, come the 20th, we're going to have a new president, sitting president, a returning president to the White House. So that'll be interesting to see how that plays out. And then there's a recall for Karen Bass, trying to move that needle, see what if it happens or what. There's a lot of moving parts happening, but we need to heal. That's the number one thing. Leaving the politics aside, or everything all bullshit aside, we need to come together. If you see someone that's in need, or even a kind word, for all you know, you might just change the life, the course of somebody's life, and keeping them from jumping, so to speak. You know, I really wanted to talk to my boy Thomas, and unfortunately, we couldn't do that. But tonight, I'll give you homework. Watch the Closers. It was the Closers. Yeah, the Closers. Watch the Closers on Tubi TV. Tubi. The Closers. It's great. And while you're at it, watch some of the flicks from the 1980s. And they got great documentaries on everything there. And watch the Closers. I really like that show, man. I mean, the Closers is great. And, you know, I gotta tell you, Thomas, I know you're listening, man. It's such a great show. It's really cool. I mean, the fart jokes are hysterical, and the jokes, you know, about Frontier, and I mean, my God, you guys gotta watch this. You know, what am I talking about? I'm almost all out of time. It's like almost 5:50, and this was a short show because, given the circumstances, the unprecedented circumstances that, kind of haphazard the whole thing. But, you know, I like to shoot from the hip when I do like lives or whatever. I haven't done those in a minute. So, yeah, look me up. Jim Francis Mesa, always almost famous. And check it out. Remember the Closers with Thomas Ward. And you know what? Keep on rocking in the free world. That's my show, as I would say. Tune in next time to Almost Famous with Jim Francis. Adios, amigos, and God bless you.
You're listening to Almost Famous with Jim Francis Mesa, only on LA Talk Radio.